All right, today's episode is brought to you by Tactical Taco Hot Sauce. They're great ingredients, great hot sauces. It's veteran-owned. Fucking go see the website. It's on tactical-taco.com. They're an amazing website. The owner is a great friend. We served together in the military. Give them some love. If you want to use the code that we have, it's 3Ps. You get 15% off. Really, go check them out. It's a great hot sauce company, and he's a great guy. And on with the show. But yeah, how was the weekend? You know, episode 3, the one about the hangover.
We had pizza. We did have pizza, so.
We did have pizza.
You're going to go from pizza.
I will say it wasn't my favorite pizza. It wasn't bad, but they did, like, something in the crust. I don't know if they did that on the one you all had, but it was
like a. I liked it. They had, like, cheese in the crust. Right?
Well, no, it was, like, on ours, at least, it was, like, a tomato paste.
Okay, that was not ours.
No, I had cheese in mine.
Yeah,
mine
had ours was, like, a tomato basil paste in the crust. And it was so off-putting.
Did you buy, like, a vegetable one?
No. We just got a slice of pepperoni, and it was...
Oh, yeah, we had pepperoni.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. I mean, it was a little greasy. Had to kind of blot the shit off, but... Yeah, the pizza, it was okay, but it was a little greasy to the point that we had to, like, blot off the grease, and the tomato paste crust filling was just not hitting the spot.
That's how it goes sometimes.
But when you're drunk, you know, fuck it. Yeah, and it was right along the way, so.
That was after we already went to, like five bars, maybe?
Something like that. I mean, bad pizza is better than no pizza.
That's scientifically proven to be
true. I saw I think it was a tweet somewhere where they're, like, pretending to be Little Caesars. And they're like, Little Caesars, hot and ready pizza. And somebody was like, oh, that's great. Is it good? Little Caesars, hot and ready.
It doesn't associate with good.
Yeah.
It tastes like cardboard.
But, you know, they come through for $5 a pizza.
Definitely.
Yeah. And they got that cheese bread. And that shit is fire. So.
So if you're ever bar hopping and you decide if you want to get pizza or not, just always go with the yes.
Just always do it.
My biggest issue wasn't the fucking pizza. It wasn't anything that we did. It wasn't the drinks, which were some questionable. It was the fucking club that we went to where it's the wall itself, like literally the wall itself, smelled it.
Singular wall, one wall in the building.
Yeah. Smelled like straight butthole. Like it smelled like someone rubbed their ass on this wall.
Entirely.
For 6 years straight.
And threw up on it.
And that was
a combination
of the
two. Yeah.
And probably an STD.
It didn't go away either. We were there for like 30, 45 minutes in that one room.
Yeah.
And the smell stayed. Like if you
It was there the whole time. And what was bad is I'm like with Allison next to the wall and we're dancing or whatever and these girls are behind us just being drunk girls. And I had to, like, turn around and explain to them at one point because I could see them looking at the wall and or, like, looking over at me and looking at the wall. And I was like, I promise it's the wall that smells like shit. It's not me.
It's not me.
It's
the wall.
Not me, I promise.
It's the wall.
Yeah. No, it smelled so bad. And they laughed. Hopefully they believed me, but I'm not sure.
Maybe it was someone in there.
I don't know. It was smelling like that beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, we started the party in that room, I feel like.
Yeah, we did.
There was really nobody in
there.
Except for two drunk people next to the DJ.
Just, you know, those people that hang out in the rap videos. They're just like, yeah. And just like doing random rap.
They were the hype man for the DJ.
The
music wasn't bad, though. I think because we went to, we went to like five or six different places. The last place we went to was a club.
Press club.
The press club. And I think the music at the Flamingo House was better than the club.
Yeah, press clubs usually hit or miss. They usually do some, like, kind of throwback older songs. But then, like, a lot of the songs, I didn't know if I even... They weren't really dancing songs that night.
Well, they did... He did, like, kind of almost throwback R&B, like, pop stuff versus the Flamingo House was, like... It was kind of a little bit of that, but rap and, like, some EDM kind of stuff going on. So, it was pretty good because, like, it was like Bruno Mars, and I don't think he played R. Kelly. I think R. Kelly's just out of the picture now.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, you can't get away with that, especially in California.
I don't know if people would be too supportive.
All you got to do is put a dollar in the jar for listening to R. Kelly music and then donate it. Yeah. That's what I do.
Well, you know, Allison pointed out something, too, while we were at the club. At the Flamingo House, there was a song that came on that everybody in there knew. And it was weird to us because in Kentucky, the one song that everybody knows and sings is Wagon Wheel. It was his version. But so...
Is that the black guy?
Yeah, the only black country singer.
From Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie? From Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hootie!
Yeah. No, so that's the one song everybody knows there. And when it comes on, everybody sings it. Which we could very well go along with because we're from Kentucky. Well, I'm from Kentucky. But either way, I don't even know the name of the song that played at the Flamingo House. But everybody knew it. And we just had to, like, fit in. So we were doing the thing where you, like, say one word out of every five words that you can guess. And it works.
And then when you know the chorus, you can say the whole chorus.
You listen through the chorus once, and yeah, you got it. But no, we managed to blend in, I think. Nobody gave us any weird looks other than the smell, but, you know.
Yeah, the smell.
Oh, and we did have our white elephant giveaway.
That also could have been another reason we were getting looks.
Yeah, that could have been the off-putting side for us. So
we all exchanged gifts, and they were wearable gifts. So whatever you got, you had to wear that night. And we wore it for the whole night. Everyone wore their own gift for the whole night. And I put I don't know if anyone knows what it is, a fufi. That's what it's called. It's an African hat.
Oh, yeah.
And I got your gift, so I had to wear it.
The African yarmulke.
Yeah, the African yarmulke.
Well, you gave that, and what was the other one?
It was a do-rag. You didn't wear I didn't allow it.
No, we...
I don't feel like getting shot.
Yeah, we did not wear the do-rag.
I don't know if I wanted to get that kind of attention for any of us. So.
And I'm very white. That would have been just awful. But, I mean, all the places we went to were, like, super white.
Yeah, they were. No one probably even knew what it was.
Well, what did you got labeled being with our group?
Yeah, I did. So we walked into this one. It was actually the Flamingo House. We walked into there. I was at the inn, and the black security guard, he noticed I was with them all. He's like, "Oh, token black guy Devon." He hands me back my ID, and we were both just laughing so hard.
Yeah.
God damn.
Well, you know, it's wearing that African hat's probably a good thing, but that we had you with us, because otherwise that probably would have been...
That would have been awkward.
Awkward, yeah, to say the least. But nobody, like, even said anything about it. And I think I actually pulled it off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I put it on here, and everybody in the living room was just like, it actually doesn't look that bad.
Someone actually knew what it was would probably be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Take that shit off.
Luckily, nobody was cultured enough at the bars to know what was going on.
Oh, that's a nice hat, man. Where'd you get it?
Yeah.
It's like, it's my koofy.
My koofy. It sounds like cunt.
It sounds like...
Or coochie.
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 All right.
Got a coochie on your head.
All right.
Touch my coochie.
Which... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to get into a conversation I had at work where... I didn't know. So I work with two Arabic people from Iraq, and they wanted to know about the stereotypes that Americans have about people from Iraq and Arab countries.
Yeah, let's pass on that one.
Yeah,
save that for a different day.
We'll save that for like culture awareness day.
Should have told them, like, yeah.
Well, I told the one girl about towel heads, and she had never heard that term before, and she thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever heard of in her life. She was laughing so hard.
I mean, but have you noticed how, like black women won't get offended by the word cunt? They'll just be like, hey, call a white woman cunt. What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, things that, well, you'd be surprised at how understanding a lot of different cultures and stuff are, too. Because when I talked about it, I was like, because look, here's the thing. I was, you know, born and raised in Kentucky. I don't know what these things are called and how you describe them. I just know what I'm not allowed to say. At one point, somebody was like, you do not say that word, but they didn't give us a replacement word to say. So I was like, all right, so here's the deal. I don't know what it's called. And I was like pointing to my head and she's like, what are you talking about? Until I eventually was like,
the turban?
The fucking towel.
Oh, yes.
No, but she was dying laughing, and then my other coworker, who's Romanian, actually spit her food out on the table, laughing so hard. And I learned it's called a schmog.
Are you talking about the goes down or up?
The one that goes down. The turbo, that's like...
Okay.
I thought you were talking different. About the, fuck. I have like six of them in my closet.
It's more of a durag than a towel.
It's, yeah, they like wear it.
I have like six of them in my closet. I'll show you
They're
later.
Normally like kind of decorative, yeah, but not like overly silk. Decorative. Because, and
because I met a woman in Afghanistan. She actually gave me one of hers. Like, you usually don't get a woman's, like...
Hijab.
You usually don't get a woman's hijab because technically the men are not allowed to speak to another woman unless given permission by the husband.
Yeah.
And you're not even allowed to talk to the children.
Mm.
But she was single, so she was allowed to speak to me regardless. She gave me one of her hijabs. And then I met a lot of other people that gave me theirs, like, as gifts during Ramadan.
Yeah, well, because I asked her about it, and I was like... One, I didn't know exactly what it meant, and apparently it's just the very traditional people wear it, so, which is not like the Amish people. I had her clarify, because I was like, I don't know what you mean by, like, traditional in the sense, because it's not, like, a religious thing. It's just, like, a national thing,
well,
right? Like, for the country.
Well, why it started was, I can't remember what the year was, so don't quote me on that. However, the ones that only show the eyes, where you can only see the eyes, so a rich sheikh, I believe it's called, don't quote me on it, nobody get offended, he didn't want anyone looking at his wife, so he made her dress from head to toe, only be able to see the eyes.
Yeah.
Only he would be able to look upon her, and then that was adopted in some cultures.
Well, the one I'm talking about is only men wear it.
Oh, I know what you're talking. Yeah. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah. So it's like it just kind of like drapes over the head. It doesn't like tie off anywhere or anything.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but yeah. So I asked about if it was like something that like if I went there and visited, could I wear it and not be murdered? And she was like, "Yeah, it's totally fine. It's just like the very traditional people that wear it there." She was like, "Normally." That is what's given to
women.
Well, no.
Oh,
it's only for men.
No, I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah, but she just said that normally, like if you go visit there, like the government or whoever, you know, like if you're an ambassador or whatever, they'll give you that to wear because it's just like a tradition for the nation. So, so it was like a nice little history lesson to learn about it, but steamed in a lot of racist rhetoric. That luckily was received well and laughed at because that's what should happen with racist things.
I mean, they asked, so you have to give them.
I mean,
yeah. Well, exactly. They asked, so you know, I had to give them.
Yeah, with white people, you can just raisins in the potato salad, but you know. But on with the news though.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry now for potato salad with raisins.
No, definitely not.
So what's happening in Florida? Let us know.
So breaking news, Florida Man edition. We take you back into the deep dive of Florida Man, and the article starts with Florida Man charged for sexually assaulting stuffed Olaf from Frozen, the toy, in a store. Mm-hmm. So he pretty much carved a hole out in the butt and just went to town on it in a store.
Was it Target? And,
it was Walmart.
Okay. Target's more classy than that.
It has to be Walmart for sure. The next one is... Florida man and Florida man friend climbed. The way they fucking worded this article. Florida man and Florida man's friend climbed 35-foot Christmas tree at City Central's park at 4 in the morning, damage tree and break ornaments and get arrested. Now, there's another one about trees. Florida man and Florida man friend managed to steal 48 Christmas trees in Florida.
They stole the Christmas trees?
48 of them. All at once.
What are they doing with the trees? What kind of truck did they have to be able to...
They didn't go into detail what they were going to do with them. They just arrested them for stealing the 48 trees. But I'm assuming they were going to resell them for a higher value, of course.
So they're going to steal, selling. Who buys Christmas trees from sketchy guys? Like,
hey, man, you want a Christmas tree off this back of this truck? Hey, man, you want to buy a Christmas tree off the back of the truck? It's on Craigslist.
That is a little strange.
You want your dick sucked?
I mean, they're all kind of sketchy anyway. Like, where you go to buy Christmas trees, they just set up one up where we live in Atomas. There's right next to work this big empty field next to the old arena, Sleep Train Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a week before December, they started setting up a bunch of shit in the middle of this field. And then next thing we know, last week, there's like 500 Christmas trees just sitting there. And a lot of them aren't even standing up. Well, and they just put a little like white picket fence sign up front that says Christmas trees. Well, like that's all it says.
Well, we know where they got them from now.
Yeah.
The Florida man.
Florida man. Yeah.
Importing Christmas trees to California, man.
Black market trees.
Florida man sues McDonald's because he had to pick off the cheese off his quarter pounder.
You know,
melted cheese is pretty hard to pick off.
I was
going to
say,
so.
there's limits because if you're complaining about pickles, like, bitch, you can take those pickles off yourself. You know, fuck your pickles. Tomato, same thing. Lettuce, same thing.
Just go get a fucking new burger.
But you can't, like...
You can't pick the cheese off. What if he is home already?
Yeah, you can't pick the cheese off.
You better just fucking suck it up and eat it.
Mayo and ketchup, you can't get that shit off. Once that goes on, that's a stain.
Wash it. Like, you know, just put it under the sink.
Burger's already more tainted than it already is.
Yeah. But the best one out of all of the articles that I read, Florida man eaten by alligator after overdosing on meth, which results in alligator overdosing and getting super high off the meth and then dying. So at one point in his life, that alligator was the most primal and apex predator in Florida at one point, being high off meth before dying.
I wonder what it did after it was high on meth.
I don't know, but there was also an article of a bear eating 2 kilos worth of cocaine. So at one point in time, before that bear died a horrible death, he was the most apex predator on any continent in the world.
What if we could somehow get these two to battle each other? Like,
oh man,
the cocaine versus the meth wars, the bear versus the crocodile.
I'm going to say the bear would win.
I'm going to definitely say the bear.
It depends on the territory. Like,
a swamp? Yeah, the alligator would. Out in the woods, the bear's going to tear that ass up.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a grizzly
bear.
But
it's more realistic to fight near the water because the bear is fishing.
The bear's going for... Yeah, so...
The bear gets in high scenario. In cocaine, wants to go fish. The methed out alligator's in the water just waiting for him. So...
I don't know. The alligator probably be too busy scratching its face.
Let's message Animal Planet. Try to get them to sponsor our next video because we want to make this fight happen for everyone.
I kind of want to know what Snoop Dogg has to say about it all.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Snoop Dogg has to commentate on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving into other news, a little bit closer to California, we're in Texas, where 2 days ago, a woman had $37 million deposited into her bank account. And she was just casually checking her account one day, saw that her balance went from $3,000 to $37 million. So naturally, she had her husband call the bank and tell them that it was accidentally deposited. And
nope.
Yeah, even though you can probably get in trouble if you spent this money, like, how can they prove you? They even knew you had it? Like, you could try to get the money transferred. Offshore account, and once the bank transfers it, like, maybe they don't launch an investigation until later. Like, you're good to go. Like, the first thing they did was call. Like, I'm wondering what everyone else would do in this situation if you had $37 million in your bank account.
It's going to an offshore bank account. I can't get in trouble for that. You put it in my account.
Yeah. I wonder how hard it is to withdraw that amount in cash.
So for my bank, you need to give a week's notice to deposit any or to withdraw anything over $10,000. So I'm guessing with this bank, she has $37 million. I'm assuming they're not going to let her withdraw a whole lot, especially because it wasn't a big bank.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
But if you transfer it to a different account, I feel like that's instant. But it might not all be available at once. But they'll transfer it if they have that money.
And also, who's getting fired for this?
I don't think anyone would. Like, I was reading other stories connected to this, and it said a kid had something similar happen with, $200,000. He spent, $10,000 of it, and he went to prison for 10 years.
What? Whose fault? That's how is that his fault? Crazy to me.
I know. Like,
that's fucking horseshit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you find money, you're supposed to turn it in to the police department.
If you find it in your account and you never did anything?
You could find, $10 on the street. And you're supposed to turn it in to the police.
They can suck my dick.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's what is supposed to happen, which is crazy because then it goes there and it sits.
Yeah.
And they wait for somebody to claim it, and if nobody claims it after a certain point, it just, like, goes into the government.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you can get that money back if no one claims it.
And with the kid, how his happened, someone with the last name, the same last name, deposited a check into their account, and the teller accidentally put it into the kid's account. So, I mean, he had nothing to do with that, so... If you happen to find some money in your account one day, I'm assuming that you'll probably spend some of it, not all of it. I mean,
I don't know. If I saw that much money in my account, maybe I'd give it a blessing. Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would give it one day, and then I'd just go crazy on it. Because I'd be like, somebody might have made a mistake, but you know what? Maybe the Lord has blessed me. And so take it one day.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Like, how could they prove that you spent it? I mean, they could prove that you spent it, but how can they prove that it wasn't yours in the first place, you know?
Well, I mean, how can they prove that you spent it?
Maybe you have a rich relative somewhere.
That's true. You could have just got that $200,000 from your friend, you know?
Yeah. No, maybe you have, a rich relative that felt bad because they never introduced themselves to you.
Yeah.
And they just happened to deposit the money into your account one day and didn't say anything.
It's true.
You never know. These things could happen. The African prince finally came through.
The African prince.
Actually wasn't a scam.
Yeah, there was.
The Nigerian prince. He only needs $3 million to give you $6 million. Please explain to me where that's coming
from. If you can send it through Western Union as a money order.
Money gram, yeah.
Yeah.
What I was getting into, Boise, Idaho, I was going through the articles. So, breaking news, about 100 goats are on the loose right now in a Boise, Idaho neighborhood. They're going house to house, eating everything in sight. Nobody has a clue where they came from. Updates to follow. Now, as soon as I heard this, I was like, this sounds very familiar, as I've seen it before. Now, they have goats here in California that eat the dead vegetation to prevent more fires from going on.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently in Boise, this truck crashed that had the goats for rent. They're rental goats. That they just bring them to, farms and stuff that'll eat everything, and they release them into forests and stuff, and then they round them up at the end of it. So apparently the truck crashed and released 100 goats into the neighborhood, and they cleaned up everything quite nice. They made everything look good, you know?
It kind of sounds like a nice life for a goat.
Yeah.
You just travel and eat.
Eat and shit and go to sleep.
And then, you sleep, and then you wake up, you're in a new place. Eating new shit, shitting somewhere new.
And they even have pictures of it, just goats roaming around.
Yeah.
It's good to go.
Nice.
That was your delightful news of the day.
Goats kind of freak me out a little bit. Only the ones that have square pupils. Shit's weird.
They have square pupils?
Yeah, some of them. You didn't go with us when we went to Apple Hill. We went to one place that had goats.
They have sideway eyes.
Yeah.
Their pupils are sideways.
Oh, they're up and down.
No, they're this way.
Oh, they're that
way. So they're a rectangular pupil.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're rectangular is because they're a predatory animal, so other things hunt them.
They have wide angles.
So they have pretty much a wide lens eye, so they can see at a different angle, mm-hmm. so they can see things coming from a side view. Just like cats, they have, their eyes can zoom in pretty much whenever they get black. It's mm-hmm. they're zooming in and focusing on that creature.
Mm-hmm.
That's why cats fucking look like demons.
Yeah.
They are demons, so it makes sense.
Not my cat. My cat's a baby.
So in some less exciting news, just to, I guess, catch up on some of the political stuff going on. Like we said before, we don't want to be a political podcast at all, but we do understand if we're going to be talking about, things that happened during the week, that we'll have to cover some of it. So just to give a short summary on the impeachment stuff, because I saw a lot of confusion on what the actual process is for that. So what's going on now, or what's gone on the last few days, this past week, the House Judiciary Committee, which is part of the legislative branch, voted to approve two articles of impeachment against Trump, one for obstruction of Congress and another for abuse of power. All the hearings throughout the week were them debating on if those articles should be amended. Ultimately, they weren't, and they did get approved. So if anybody saw impeachment trending or whatever, it was actually just the approval of the articles of impeachment, which now go to the rest of the House, you know, the 430-something members, and everybody in the House will vote on whether to impeach the president or not. So that's going to happen, I think, this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it is voted through, voted yes, then it goes to the Senate, which will vote to remove the president. So impeachment does not mean that the president will be removed. And I think historically, like, that's been the case. Like, I think Bill Clinton was impeached but not removed.
No, he just stepped down for getting a blowjob.
Yeah. Well.
Lying about getting a blowjob.
They didn't give a shit that he got a blowjob. Yeah. They just cared that they lied about getting the blowjob.
Yeah, which is such a mom thing to say.
Oh, my God, you got a blowjob and you lied about it?
Like, I don't care that you did it, but you lied about it.
You want me to straight up tell you, hey, guys, I got a blowjob under the desk here.
Right, like, I was trying to be discreet.
Like, it's the Oval Office. You got to understand. Like, I'm sure they'd be like, yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
All right, man, you're human. My bad.
But, yeah, so anyway, it has to go to the Senate for removal. They also have to get 2/3 vote, or like 60%, something much more than a majority, to actually remove the president. And as we know now, that is not going to happen. So for anybody with their hopes up that Trump will get removed from office, that is very unlikely because the Republicans hold the Senate, and this is a partisan lines kind of voting. Like, mm-hmm. the articles that were approved were completely along party lines. So, not looking like he'll get removed. Possibly he'll be impeached, but we won't know until we see later this week.
You know what's some crazy shit I heard? I don't know, because you brought up politics. This is not really political. It's no longer relevant now because it happened so long ago. But there is a thing called the Knights of the Golden Circle. Now, it's called the KGC, and it was a secret society in the mid-19th century in the United States. Now, the KGC... it was an annex called the Golden Circle. The territories were in Mexico, Central America, Confederate States of America, and the Caribbean as slave states. So the crazy thing is, they were attempting to create this coalition of a Golden Circle. Excuse me. And it would... I'm trying to think of the wording and phrasing for it. So it was pretty much... it was founded by a guy named George W. L. Bickley. He lived in Cincinnati and founded the association. So what he wanted to do, it originated in Lexington, Kentucky, of course. It had to be Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But what they wanted to do is that they wanted to make this original goal to provide, like, a force to colonize the northern part of Mexico and the West Indies and extend pro-slavery interests. So what they wanted to do is that they wanted to make a, like, super country of, like, pro-slavery, like, country and become, like, a superpower. And they were almost, like, successful when it came to this. And if they would have done that, slavery wouldn't have been abolished as it was. Because, of course, slavery was abolished by Abraham Lincoln. However, if they would have created this, like, super golden circle, it would have brought back slavery to, like, its highest caliber, and who knows what the history would have been like and what it would be like right now if the Golden Circle had actually gone through and they seceded from the United States.
Successfully seceded.
That, yeah, there we go.
There you go.
But the thing was, the crazy thing is that they theorize that this fucking, like, organization is still around.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, there's always, like, extremist people and little circles everywhere. Because it's like, of course, in Kentucky, Bullitt County, Kentucky is the capital for the KKK.
Yeah.
And I lived in Bullitt County, which, you know, is fantastic. But literally never saw a single soul. Like, and we would be out at night. You know, we lived in the middle of the woods. So we never saw any really sketchy shit, and we were in, like, the area where they would be. So I think those groups exist but are, like, very small. Or they go by a different name, probably. I don't know.
There, So the crazy thing that brings it upon this, when we were traveling down to California, I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but there is a thing called Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah.
The Secret Society summer camp in the Redwoods.
Yeah, you know Alex Jones?
Yeah, Alex Jones. And I was about to get to that.
Yeah.
That dude, like, infiltrated this place.
Yeah,
and it was some crazy shit in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, it's like the most powerful people are in this thing.
Yeah.
And the most craziest shit was going on there. They were doing some, like, fucking ceremonies where I think they sacrifice people. And they've said, like, they've seen people in, like, black, like, capes and hoods. I swear to God, if I saw that in the Redwoods and I saw some dude with a black hood and cape on coming towards me, I would probably scream and shit myself.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Well, it's like the Bilderberg group.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Bilderberg group.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Well, the Bilderberg group is the craziest one. I would love to know what goes on in that meeting because it happens once a year and, you know, in an undisclosed location, and you can't show up with anybody else other than the person that was invited, including the president. Like, the president goes... You know,
but what the fuck? Could
all
it
the most
mean,
influential
though?
People go. What?
I know it was established in the 1950s, and then like they've always had a dialogue between Europe and the United States, and like the group's original mission was to prevent a world war.
Well, what makes this interesting is that it's like it's not like world power leaders; it's like world influence leaders. So it's like. Beyonce. Like,
yes, you know, Queen Slay.
Yeah, just anybody that has like heavy influence gets invited to this thing, and I assume they talk about how to lead their influence to a better world. I hope that's what they talk about.
Even though Beyonce has like sweatshop workers making her fucking clothes.
I'm just gonna say her and Jay-Z might be the head of the Illuminati. I don't know.
I mean, along with Kanye West. But
Kanye might have got kicked out. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like Kanye might have got
fucking
kicked out.
Fucking Uncle Tom.
Although, you know, in the news this morning, Kanye met back up with Jay-Z and Beyonce at Diddy's 50th.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Nobody gives a shit about P. Diddy.
Anybody who was anybody was at the P. Diddy's 50th birthday, all right?
I see what you did there.
And I saw somebody, too, like, had a picture of Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kanye, and Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, this is the first time I've ever seen him show his age. And it was, like, just because of his haircut. Like, he looked
he had
no...
Hair?
Yeah.
Who had hair?
He usually doesn't have hair.
Who, P. Diddy?
Pharrell.
No, Pharrell.
Oh.
He's a vampire.
I think he has, like, it was, like, kind of blondish hair.
I don't know.
It was a weird-looking cut, but he really didn't look like he was showing his age at all.
So I was reading on CNN Travel. Yes, I will mention the name of the news place, you know, so I don't get fucking sued.
Oh, this guy.
So, known as the Carapace, it submerges to a depth of 985 feet for up to 10 days at a time. It is a luxury yacht that turns into a submarine.
So the Illuminati meetings are on the yacht.
They're on the yacht. It could work because they can just go down to 985 feet, just chill there, and no one would ever hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, can Maybe you be any more is. Privileged just to get a submarine yacht?
That's no. ridiculous. Like, I yeah. feel like I wouldn't trust that. Like,
that's a crazy thought. Is yeah. that like, imagine all these people that have submarines and the conversations that happen underwater. Like, that's got to be crazy. Because I've never even thought about that.
That would blow my fucking mind. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. thinking about that, like imagine, no one can hear you.
Like, yeah. imagine sleeping.
No, fuck that.
In a submarine, like I couldn't do that.
I would lose my shit.
On a cruise ship, I have
just like, one puncture to that hole.
I could not sleep on a submarine. I can't even sleep on a plane. So there's
what?
No way. No,
can
no.
sleep on a plane.
I can't sleep in public.
Are you that white guy that claps when the plane lands?
Yeah.
That stands up.
No.
Yeah.
Stands up.
Yeah, I scream and I cheer.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, I just can't sleep in public. It doesn't matter what. Like, I couldn't sleep in school. I couldn't sleep, like, waiting on anything ever. Just, if I'm in public, it's not happening. I can barely sleep at my house, so, yeah. No way I'm sleeping on a submarine, that's for sure.
All right, guys, thanks for coming to episode 4, the one about the hangover.
So, just want to reiterate, we want to thank... Fucking shit.
thank... No, we can keep that, We want to thank tactical-tacos.com
for sponsoring this video. And remember, if you go to tactical-tacos.com, use our code word 3 as in the number, P-E-A-S, for 15% off your whole order.
It's going to help him out, and it's going to help us out. So make sure you do that. And the sauce is going to be awesome. Look forward to a video actually coming from us soon.
Live video.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a taste test of all the different sauces, and my white ass cannot handle spicy food, so it's going to be fun.
We don't know what food we're going to make yet, so hopefully by the time this is posted, we can get some ideas of what food we could use.
Yeah, give us some feedback on what you would like to see us try it on. I think there's different ways to do it. We talked with the guy there.
Yeah, his name's Michael.
So we talked with Michael, and he had said that chips, like the salt on them, can tend to kill some of the flavor. So maybe, you know, try it on a few different things just so that you can see, or by itself. So we might just end up doing spoonfuls of it, and I might just pass out.
Yeah, we might do that. Personally, I want to try tacos, too. We could do some ground beef tacos.
Yeah, we could just, and
we could probably we could do a taco bar.
We could do a taco bar, mix the hot sauce into the taco meat also, and see how that goes.
Yeah.
But other than that, guys, also the guy that does our music for the podcast, he's developing more music for us also, just to like change up the music and have everything different so it's not the same thing every time we do an episode. But also his name is Richmond Lingard. So the great thing about this, he just put out an album. And I want you guys, like, give him some support. His album's called Four. It's called Four, but it's by Richie Four. So it'd be R-I-C-H-I-E, and then space, Roman numerals for four. Look him up on Spotify. He's on every streaming outlet that you can find. Just give him some support. Give him a rating. But other than that, thanks for stopping by, listening to the episode.
And we'll see you guys, I think, after Christmas. We're going to take some time, spend with our families, and try to do some relaxing. So make sure you all do the same and stay safe.
Yeah, you can't say Christmas, though.
You don't want to hurt somebody's fucking feelings.
Yeah, you can't say Christmas, so we got to say happy.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your holidays. So I'll be enjoying Christmas. So,
I mean, please don't get offended, goddammit. But other than that, thanks for stopping by. We'll catch you around. See you after the new year.